悠闲的舒缓小调会是你喜欢的风格吗？各位好，欢迎来到可可英语听歌学英语栏目，我是 Kenneth。今天给大家介绍一位歌手 Sheryl Crow， 20世纪90年代以来最受欢迎的摇滚乐女歌手之一。她与众不同地将不同风格的音乐融入到美国传统的摇滚乐中，而形成了自己特有的一种颇具另类色彩但是非常流行也非常受欢迎的音乐风格。至今呢，已经发行了7张的录音室专辑，2张精选和1张现场专辑，那全球的唱片销量是突破了5000万张，同时也获得了9项的格莱美大奖，成为美国最受欢迎的摇滚女艺人。不过今天 Kenneth 要为大家放送的歌曲确实是很轻松的，带着一些慵懒的小调 Homecoming Queen， 一起来听听吧。
28 shouldn't look this old, but the last 10 years sure took their toll on the girl in the picture with a plastic crown. That sequin dress wouldn't fit her now like it did. For the kids. Yeah, she loves her husband, cause she says she would. Oh, it ain't so bad, but it ain't so good. She swore she wouldn't get stuck in this town. Now she's cutting coupons 2 doors down from her mom. And it goes on. Yeah, too bad life ain't a local parade in your uncle's Corvette. Saturday, with all the little girls waiting on you to wave. When you're 17, you don't know that you won't always be homecoming queen. Newspaper clipping and a sash in a box are the only things that didn't get lost. She married a guy on a real estate sign, and it's hard to believe once upon a time she was royalty, the girl we all wanted to be. You're too bad life ain't a local parade in your uncle's Corvette on a Saturday, with all the little girls waiting on you to wave. When you're 17, you don't know that you won't always be homecoming queen or the captain of the
过后欢迎回来。那在讲解歌词之前呢，让我们来了解一个文化知识。Homecoming 是美国文化中最最重要的组成部分，意思是回老家聚会活动，通常呢是指一年一度的校友返校节。美国的大中小学校呢都会在每年的秋天选一个周末来作为返校日，也就是 Homecoming Day， 招待校友返校。活动呢有选美啦、萤火会，也就是烧烤 Barbecue、 BBQ、 舞会、彩车游行等等，是最热闹的一天。好，那接下来进入到歌词讲解
It ain't so bad, but it ain't so good. She swore she wouldn't get stuck in this town. Now she's
28, shouldn't look this old, but the last 10 years sure took their toll. Toll, T-O-L-L, 意思还挺多，其一表示伤亡人数，而 death toll 则是指死亡人数，在新闻中听到的会比较多。比如说 The death toll mounted to 100, 死亡人数上升至100。 尖表示钟声，比如说 When you hear the bell's toll, you are now, I'm not far. 当你听到钟声就说明我已经在附近了。其三，表示代价，那么 take one's toll 就是指花费了代价， take one's toll。 来听个例句， Years of hardship and neglect had taken their toll， 多年的劳累和疏于保养使他们付出了代价。那么这样的一种结果呢，其实我们可以理解为损害了他们的健康。 Again, years of hardship and neglect had taken their toll， 多年的劳累和疏于保养损害了他们的健康。我们来回顾一下歌词。 28 shouldn't look this old, but the last 10 years sure took their toll. 28岁看起来不应该是很年老的，但过去的十年必定历尽风霜。 On the girl in the picture with the plastic crown, that sequin dress wouldn't fit her now. Plastic, P-L-A-S-T-I-C, 名词，表示塑料，塑料制品。有很多的日常生活用品是塑料制的。 Many items in daily use are made out of plastic. Crown, C-R-O-W-N, 王冠的意思。来说个很简单的例句， She refused the crown, 她拒不接受王位。好，接下来我们要讲一个短语，叫做 to crown it all。 在这个短语中， crown 实际上是动词，但是呢意思并不是那么的好。整个短语表示更糟糕的是， to crown it all。 比如说天气寒冷又下着雨，而最最倒霉的是我们还得走着回家。 It was cold, raining, and to crown it all, we had to walk home. 好，来回顾一下歌词。On the girl in the picture with the plastic crown, 这个画里的女孩戴着塑胶王冠， that sea queen dress wouldn't fit her now. 这海洋女王式的裙子并不适合她。She swore she wouldn't get stuck in this town, now she's cutting coupons two doors open. Swear, S-W-E-A-R, 动词，意思是发誓、宣誓。比如说 I swear I won't tell anyone your secret, 我发誓我不会把你的秘密告诉任何人的。歌词中的 swore, S-W-O-R-E, 则是 swear 的过去式。 swear 也可以表示咒骂，比如说 You have no right to swear at me like that, 你无权那样的咒骂我。 Get stuck, 被卡在，被困住。 Get stuck, 比如说在台北我们被塞车给困住了。 We got stuck in a terrible traffic jam in Taipei.Two doors down, 这是一个约定俗成的短语，意思是隔壁的第二家。Two doors down. My house is two doors down from the post office. 过了邮政局再走两家就是我家了。My house is two doors down from the post office. 那么现在歌词很好理解了。She swore she wouldn't get stuck in this town. 她发誓她不会被困在这个小镇里的。Now she's cutting coupons two doors down. 现在她却在隔壁捡着优惠券。Too bad, love and a local parade in your uncle's Corvette on a Saturday. 这句歌词里有两个不太好记的单词，第一个是 parade, P-A-R-A-D-E, 游行、检阅的意思 ,parade。比如说 ,the general inspected the parade, 将军检阅了阅兵式。第二个单词是 Corvette, 轻型护卫舰 ,C-O-R-V-E-T-T-E, Corvette。来听一下歌词。 Too bad, 很不好。 Love and a local parade in your uncle's Corvette on a Saturday. 爱情并不是你叔叔周六战舰上的游行。为什么这么说呢？因为爱情可不允许人摇摆不定。您正收听到的节目来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语，我是今天的主持 Kenneth， 希望今天的歌曲您能喜欢，也希望我们能相约在下周一的晚上。 Alright, see you, bye bye.